regardless, I'll let you on with your day. I think it's on my phone. Tammy said that she's had two calls dropped, so it might be us, not you.
Oh, yeah. No, honey, I'm just sitting here.
Me too.
I was wondering if before... I was hoping that before the next buying event, they might take you managers to a one-on-one on how to use a telephone.
I'm still learning.
Yes, I know.
All right.
Oh, well, wait a minute. We buried the lead.
Yes.
We started out talking about FedEx.
Yes.
And so I need to tell you, just so you know what's going on, the kid came in to pick his oval.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I only had the three. Hang on. I only had the three from Stellar to use. And guess what he ended up going with?
Which one?
The Carat 20 from RDI that we've owned all along.
Hey, I like that. That's awesome.
Hey. Well, I know. So the thing that was so funny was that the heavy Carat, it was like a 105 from Stellar, was an EVS 1.
Mm-hmm.
The Carat 20 I've had from you for a while was, an ESI one. And I got to tell you something, standing there with my eyes and knowing how to do this, the one Carat was far more beautiful, but for some fucking reason, in and out of the rings, on his fingers side by side, back into the rings, back and fucking forth, all of a sudden, he's like, I don't know what it is, but I just think the bigger one sparkles better. And I'm like, hot damn and hallelujah.
You're right, exactly.
So
what I have money tied up in? Yes, please.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So I will get those three back out today.
Okay.
Heading your way. I might even just put the FedEx pouch into my box, right?
Right.
Because I just, x-ray vision, I'll assume that's what's in there. No, I'll open it up and double check. But. While FedEx lost you the opportunity for those diamonds to be the one, we ended up selling off of, and here's the other thing I might do later today, just to double check. We sold the one Carat to that other punk, and now we've sold the 120.
Yes.
So I'll take a look at what we actually have, because I always fucking forget. I have 3 1-carat ovals of yours set into jewelry in the case.
Right.
So I might drag my feet and replace maybe a Carat and a Carat 30 at Phoenix.
That sounds good.
Carat
30,
yeah.
And then a 2-carat brown. If you get your claws into.
And other than that, we'll just yes.
Did you also see that I snuck in that yellow?
I saw that, and so the thing I'm going to do is give it a few more days. I saw that, and thank you. Yes, that made it.
Yeah.
That made it. Perfect.
Okay.
And as I cut open the box, I could just hear her say, fuck the ovals, I'm here. That's what she was saying. You know? I mean, and that's the irony of the whole thing. It left after the ovals. It got here before the ovals.
I don't understand how anything works. Not even fun.
I know. Well, and you wouldn't believe, God bless our little UPS store, shit that came in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday while we were gone, your 3 ovals just sitting over there on a rack, and $80,000 worth of silver bars just sitting there waiting for us to get back to town. Yeah, I know. Jesus.
The life of a
jeweler. Those poor kids. The life of the UPS store next to a jeweler.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go make things sparkle. You do the same.
I will. Let me know if you need me. I'll be here.
Oh, of course. All right, brother. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.